Good morning and welcome to the Bank Summit in Boxborough, Massachusetts. I'm Laura Alex with the Warren Group, and right now I am talking with Bob Nelson. He's the District Director of the SBA in Massachusetts, and Mark Hayward. He's the District Director of the SBA in Rhode Island. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Good morning, Laura.
So for anybody who didn't make it out to the Bank Summit this morning, can you give us a little recap of what you guys talked about at your morning session?
Well, we had not only Mark and myself give updates on the Rhode Island and the Massachusetts office, but we also had Greta Johansson from the New Hampshire office. And so we each provided updates because the government's fiscal year just ended September 30th. So we wanted the lenders to know what a fantastic year each state had with the help of the lenders to get capital into the hands of small businesses. But then we talked about SBA 1 and Link, which are two new technologies that we are introducing and getting lenders to sign up for, which is going to make access to capital much easier for small businesses and also make processing SBA loans easier for the banks.
The great part about this session is we not only have bankers, but we have people from credit unions, and we have certified development companies that do 504 loans. And the 504 loans are done in conjunction with banks, and I think this year probably more than most, New England had a considerable increase in its 504 lending, and that's for fixed assets and machinery and equipment. And I know in Rhode Island, we were up pretty substantially, and that's both in dollars and numbers, so we were really happy about that. And it's an opportunity for us to get this message out to the lenders.
Oh, absolutely. And can you give me a sense of how does New England stack up as far as the rest of the country goes with respect to SBA lending? Or I don't know if I'm asking too much off the top of my head.
No, actually, I think on the 504 side, we were one of only two regions in the country that had seen an increase in the 504 lending, but Bob is the number one guy in 7A loans.
Massachusetts, we're really doing a lot of loans.
Yeah.
And so Massachusetts, we're number three out of 68 offices across the country with overall loan approvals. We're actually number one in the United States on low-dollar loans of $50,000 or less. You know, so when you look at the size of the Massachusetts market with, you know, 600,000 small businesses compared to some of these other larger markets like Los Angeles or Illinois, or you know,
yeah,
we're really trending very, very positively here in Massachusetts and New England.
And I think a great part of this is the fact that the agency has waived fees for loans of $150,000 or less, and that's fees both to the borrower as well as to the lender. So that we're incentivizing the bankers to do these small loans, and Bob does a great job in Massachusetts. We had 82% of all the loans, 7A loans in Rhode Island, were $150,000 or less, so we're really pleased with that as well.
I was going to say, you know, Bob, I know I've talked with you guys a lot for Banker and Tradesman. I think this is probably the first time I've talked to you, Mark.
Yes.
And it's pretty cool that I think it's pretty cool that SBA lending is up so much in you know, tiny state like Rhode Island. Can you give a little bit more color as to, you know, maybe what sort of businesses are doing well this year?
It's really interesting because Rhode Island, when you look at Rhode Island, you think about Rhode Island, you think, well, that's a tourism state. And yes, a lot of our portfolio is actually in the tourism side, but we've seen a lot of onshoring from the manufacturing side. We work very closely with Bill McCourt, who is the Rhode Island Manufacturers Association, and a lot of loans this year have bigger dollar loans have gone into the manufacturing sector. So we're really pleased that there's a huge diversity of where these loans are coming from.
Awesome.
One of the real bright spots in Massachusetts are loans to contractors and loans to people involved with construction and the trades. And, you know, if you look back to the economic crisis and
yeah,
several years after, banks would not lend to contractors. There's just a lot of nervousness and a lot of hesitation. But in Massachusetts, we're up well over 100% this year to date with loans to the trades. And in my opinion, that's a positive indicator for the economy. You look around the Boston greater metro area, lots of construction taking place.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to start the day off with some good news and some positive stuff to talk about. Thank you guys both for stopping by the podcast booth. And to anybody who is listening, stay tuned. We'll have more podcasts for you throughout the day.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.
Laura.